The Daily Witness is not just a podcast, but originally started as a gospel newspaper. Trevor van Vuren Ministries distributes this newspaper free of charge, paid for by partners and friends. If you have not received a copy of this newspaper in your mailbox, feel free to download a copy from our website, www.thedailywitness.co.za. And now, enjoy today's podcast.
Before we jump into today's message, have you been enjoying these podcast episodes from The Daily Witness? Would you like more? Consider subscribing to The Daily Witness on YouTube for video content and for our Wednesday evening live streams, which takes place at 6:30. We also stream for the Telegram app at the same time. For word, quotes, ministry updates and more, follow us on social media. The Daily Witness is on X, Instagram, and Threads. Faith is what connects us to the Father. So remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6 verse 6, "Let him that receives instruction in the word of God share all good things with his teacher, contributing to his support." Trevor van Vuren Ministries now has Yoko as a payment portal for safe and secure transactions, both for national and international givers. So if you'd like to tithe into this ministry, or you'd like to sow a financial seed, head on over to our website www.thedailywitness.co.za and click on the Giving tab. All contributions that are received goes into furthering the gospel by reaching the lost and training people to live by faith.
And welcome back to the Daily Witness Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew van Vuren. Today's message is a love message, and it is called Love Drives Out the Fear. Praise God. Let's get into a word of prayer. Father, Lord, I come before you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I want to thank you and I want to praise you, Lord, for this amazing love message you have blessed me with. Thank you for just revealing more and more of your love to us and how powerful it is, Lord. And Lord, I'm just asking you to just speak through me, Lord, so that everyone listening to this message will be blessed. Praise God. I thank you for everything in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, so I want to share something that the Lord has shown me today. And, you know, when the Lord gives you something and it's still like fresh, it's best to record it, whether it's on paper or whether it's in a video or whether it is a podcast. And I've been studying out the love of God from the 6th of January under direction from the Lord. And this is something that, I'm honest with you, this is something that everyone should be studying out, but it should be an ongoing thing. The love of God is, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13:13, that love is the greatest. And before it says this, it mentions faith and it mentions hope and then it mentions love. And then it goes on to say that love is the greatest. So faith isn't the greatest. Hope is not the greatest. Guess what's the greatest? Love is the greatest. Why is love the greatest? Because God is love. And God so loved us that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Anyone can believe in Jesus. That's what I love about Christianity. There's no racism in Christianity. Anyone can believe. Muslims can believe in Jesus. You know, there's no racism. White people, black people, anyone can believe in Jesus. And, you know, that is, this is God's hope, that everyone gets born again. He doesn't want anyone. He doesn't want a single person to go to hell. He wants to be the father of everyone. And obviously, over the years, there's been a lot of people that have rejected him, even though he was reaching out to each and every one, and a lot of people turned him down. But anyway, so I've been getting into love from the 6th of January 2025, and just it feels so good to be back, to be honest. And I did a love study, like a 3-year love study, a few years ago from 2017 onwards. And in that time, in those 3 years, the Lord has revealed so much to me. And you know, if you think that you have arrived, then that just shows that you are nowhere near the party. You know, when you're growing in the Spirit, when you're growing in the Word, it's forever. It's forever because God is eternal and God's words are eternal. And I always say this, you know, things in the natural are evolving all the time. They are evolving all the time. Computers are evolving all the time. You're never going to know everything about computers. You're never going to know everything about mobile phones. You're never going to know everything about cars because cars are changing, you know, and now there's self-driving cars. And now there's, there have always been electric cars, I understand that, but now the electric cars are getting more and more intelligent, you know, and now they can drive further and et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, in the natural, there's more things happening. And, you know, even like back in the day, you know, when people used to farm, you didn't need as much as you need today. And it's so weird, like everything's evolving. And how much more when it comes to the kingdom of God, how much more when it comes to God's written word, you know, God's words are spirit and they are life. Praise God. They are life. In other words, they are living. God's words are living. And that's why you can't just study out something once and think, okay, hey, praise God, I've got it. I've got it for good now. You know, when people say that they know everything about a certain topic, it shows you exactly where they are. But I started getting back into the love of God this month, and it has been wonderful. And it's like drinking an ice cold glass of water in the middle of a desert, man. It's been beautiful. And still today, you know, like God is still teaching me more and more about his love. And we're never going to get to the end of it. You know, think about this. We're going to be spending eternity with him. So trust me, there's enough content to talk about. Praise God. So I was getting into a word this morning, getting into love. And what I do is I've been reading a lot of 1 Corinthians 13 because the other day I was reading it and I saw more into it. And so I'm just hanging around there. I'm busy camping over there on that chapter. And then I will read my love scriptures. When I first started, it was something like 100, minimum 120 times a day. And I have been maintaining that for the most part. And then I will confess the love of God. When I first started, it was something like 500 times a day. And now it's around about maybe 250 times a day, just renewing my mind. And then I'll listen to a love teaching by somebody else. And then I will preach a love teaching to myself, you know, because you got to practice it. You got to practice it. And if you're wise, you know, when you get into word and you get stirred up, grab your phone and open the voice recorder and record yourself ministering that word under that anointing. And so that's what I do. Sometimes I'll get like a heart word from the Lord and I'll record it on my phone and just go back and listen to it. And but if I don't record it, then I try and minister a love message to myself every morning. And sometimes it's about like 30 minutes plus minus. So I'm really getting in on this whole receiving his love and just growing in it. And the Lord showed me this, you know, he said that the Bible is filled with beautiful promises. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful promises, let's be honest. And there are promises for every situation, I'm honest with you. When I first got born again, I heard that there's a scripture for everything. And I thought in the beginning when I first got saved, I'm like, really? Really? I don't really believe that. But as time went by and, you know, I started either experiencing certain needs or I started hearing people having different needs and there was different scriptures to fit their situation, I was like, wow, okay, I'm impressed. And the more I studied that out, I'm like, wow, there is actually a scripture that covers every area of a person's life. So that was pretty impressive for me. And the Lord was showing me that concerning his promises, you know, everyone has big areas in their life. You know, everyone has areas that they consider to be big. You know, other people might not share the same views on those same areas. And can I give you an example? I want to give you an example so you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, like for example, if one person is believing for a spouse, and like I can speak from experience, I used to date a lot and I used to go out on single dates a lot, you know, and I came across a lot of people that there was a lot that I didn't connect with, you know, nice people, lovely people, but I didn't connect with them. And, you know, I remember it was maybe like a year ago or something, or 2 years ago. No, about a year ago, one of my uncles said to me, Andrew, when are you getting married? And I told him, I said, listen, I'm not going to get married for the sake of getting married. You know, I said, when I get married, it's going to be for love, you know, and too many times people like rush into marriage and then they suffer for the rest of their lives. And I've seen that, and I've heard stories and I've witnessed certain things. So when it comes to marriage, I'm like, whoa, you know, only if God tells me I must marry a certain someone, that's the only time I'm going to do it. I don't trust myself. I trust him. That's why we have a savior. That's why we have a shepherd. And I'm taking full advantage, praise God. And so there are people out there that for them, a big area is a spouse. But then there's others that are married and they got married and that is not a big area for them. You know, that's a tiny area. And but for some people, again, a big area could be healing. And then there's other people, you know, they have no current health issues. So no, that's not a big area for them. So to every person has their own areas in their lives that they deem very big. You know, they look at it like it's Table Mountain or Mount Everest. And they're thinking, oh, wow, I need a lot of faith to conquer this thing. And I want you to listen to those terms. You know, they have different areas in their life, different mountains. You know, Jesus said, speak to your mountain, remember that. And he wasn't talking about physical mountains. I know some people might think he was. When I was young, and I was young spiritually, I was young physically. And I was in my first year of high school, and I got saved in, actually, I got saved in Standard 5, which is grade 7. But the next year I went to high school, and I remember reading that where Jesus said, speak to the mountain, and I tried it. I went to a physical mountain, and I spoke to it, and I commanded it to move, and it did not move. And Jesus wasn't talking about physical mountains. He was talking about the mountains in your life. You know, there are mountains in people's lives. Some people are just faced with one mountain and everything else is chilled. Some people have a lot of mountains and they are thinking in their mind, oh my word, I need truckloads of faith to speak to this mountain. I need truckloads of faith to go around this mountain or through this mountain. I don't know what I'm going to do. And the Lord said, you know, for the big areas in a person's life, there's a lot of fear that comes against them because you see it as big. You know, the next person might not see it as big, but you see it as big. And he told me that there's a lot of fear associated with these big mountains. You know, for example, like Goliath. He was a mountain of a man, and the army was scared of him. You know, that was a big, big mountain. This guy, man, he was causing damage, and the army was scared of him. And there was a lot of fear associated with him. And the stuff that he said he's going to do to David, I mean, this guy was ruthless. And but the Lord showed me that, you know, for the smaller things, the fear isn't really a problem. And then the Lord reminded me of all the different things that I believed him for, all the small things that I believed him for. And man, I started writing. I got this whiteboard and I started making a list of all the things I believed him for. And there was more that I didn't even record, but it's just bam, 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 bam. And I realized like, wow, okay, so it's cool. Like I have the faith. The faith is there. The faith works. And with the smaller things, there's no fear associated with it. And the Lord was reminding me about all these small things I believe God for. I believe God for many times, like airtime, clothes. I believe God for a desk, chest of drawers, a bookshelf. I believe God for computer, mobile phones. I believe God for wisdom. I believe God for this and I believe God for that. I believe God for my debt freedom. I had a lot of debt. And I started tackling debt by debt, and I was using my faith, and I sowed seed toward it, and I just trusted him, and debt by debt, it started falling. Those debts started falling, and my faith was working, and the Lord was showing me, like, when it comes to the smaller things, like, fear isn't really the issue, you know, like, your faith is working, your faith is strong, but when it comes to the big things, you know, now, man, fear comes against you. And the same faith that you were using on the small things, it cannot take on all this fear. Now, people, a lot of people have this idea that the more faith you have, the less fear you'll have. Because everyone knows, you know, faith and fear, they're reciprocal forces. You know, faith is having a trust in God, but fear is having a trust in the devil and about in his abilities and what he's going to do to you, you know. And like when a person gets your bills and you can't pay them, you are afraid. You are scared they're going to call you to court and you're scared the sheriff is going to come around and either arrest you or take away your things. That's what you're scared of. You are scared in the devil's ability to ruin your life. And but when a person has faith, you have faith in God's ability. So people think it's kind of like a seesaw situation that, you know, the more faith you have means the less fear you have. But that's not the case. That's not the case. Just because you got more faith, it doesn't mean your faith is getting rid of the fear. It doesn't mean that. You know, the Bible doesn't say that. And the Lord showed me that if you're just depending on the faith that you use for the small things, now you want to go up against these big areas, and that's fine. But now fear's in the way, and fear is blocking your faith. And the Lord showed me, he said, it's like bringing a knife to a gunfight. You know, you need like a real weapon to cut down the fear. And the love of God chops down the fear. And the Bible says, and I'm going to read it to you. Let's go to the book of 1 John. 1 John chapter 4. And I want to read verse 18. And it says this. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. So do you see, the Bible doesn't say that faith gets rid of the fear. It does not say that. People have all these different things about how to get rid of fear. You know, face your fear and it'll disappear. The Bible doesn't say that. The Bible, you know what the Bible says? That perfect love casts out fear. So, you know, you start receiving his love. You know what that love's going to do? It's going to start chopping away at that fear. It's going to start chopping it away. And then the faith that you always had, the faith that has worked on a lot of small things, can start working on the bigger things. And I'm just reminded of what happened in that boat when the disciples were in the boat and that storm arose and Jesus was downstairs sleeping on a pillow and the storms rose and the disciples rushed him and they said, "Don't you care that we perish?" And Jesus said, "Why are you so afraid?" You know, he addressed the fear. That's what he addressed. You know, he didn't say, if you push up your faith, you can get rid of the fear. He didn't say that. These disciples had a lot of fear. The fear is what is blocking you from receiving from the Lord. Everyone already has faith. Yeah, when you're born again, you got faith already. The Bible says that God has given to each man the measure of faith. We all have the measure of faith already. Our faith is there. And if you're in teachings and you're in scriptures and that, you are growing your faith. But if you don't get rid of the fear is going to block you off. It's the fear that's going to stop you in your tracks. But it is the love of God. The fear doesn't run away from faith. The fear runs from the love of God. The Bible says perfect love casts out fear. It doesn't say faith casts out fear. It says perfect love casts out fear. So you need to develop. You need to take that love of God that's in the Bible. You need to listen to teachings. You need to receive it on the daily, like what I'm doing, you know, and just keep feeding. And you can even go online and search different ministers, listen to different love teachings, and ask the Lord to direct you, and you're going to come across beautiful love teachings. And there's some ministers that I listen to, and you can hear they got the revelation of it, you know. But there's others that'll preach a love message, and it's all correct, but you can hear they're preaching it from their head and not their heart. You know, you want to listen to someone with that experience, you know, because you know, man, a person can hear when someone's genuine, you know, and you keep listening to the right love teachings, you keep getting to the right love scriptures. There's tons of beautiful, beautiful, beautiful love scriptures. There's love scriptures for days. And like I told you many times before, when I was studying out love the first time, and I was just, every love scripture I come across, I would record. I came to 100 love scriptures and then I stopped because I'm like, this is going to carry on. There's too much love scriptures to record. And that is specific love scriptures. That's not, God healed me, you know. That is pure love scriptures. But anyway, you get the teachings and you get the scriptures and you start feeding on those things. And you start ministering it to yourself and start recording voice messages to yourself. And you just go for it. And then as you start growing in the love of God, God's love for you, I'm not talking about loving others, that's going to come naturally. The more you know God loves you, your life is going to change. I hope this message blessed you. And if you didn't catch everything, because I know a lot was said in this message, go back and listen to it again. This is for your benefit. God loves you. We love you. And remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
Hey, everyone. If you enjoyed today's podcast, feel free to let us know by contacting us via our Telegram channel, Trevor Van Vieren Ministries, or send us a message on our Facebook account. And if you liked what our ministry is doing, why not partner up with us and sow into God's vision, which is to bring a printed copy of our newspaper to every house in our city. All funds are used to increase the print run and reach more houses with the good news of Jesus Christ. You can sow via our website at www.thedailywitness.co.za. There you will find a tab called Sow Into a Vision. If you are inside of South Africa, you can use the option of SnapScan. You can download this app free of charge from Play Store or iTunes. If you are outside of South Africa, you can use our option of Give and Gain. We thank you for your faith and generous support. Remember, we love you and Jesus loves you.